Welcome to the Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive.
Join the family.
Join the family.
Welcome to Trending with Timory, and it is election day, election night. Can you believe it? We are here. It is 2020. In case you maybe didn't have that full perspective yet to realize it was 2020, it's here. 2016 is in the past. Who knows? We may know tonight, may not be till tomorrow, or for weeks to come with a battle ahead. But maybe this election has left you anxious, afraid, stressed out. Maybe you are preparing your home for what you believe may come. I know there are a lot of preppers out there. It's been interesting to see various responses to the current landscape of the nation and this election. But to kick off this hour, please join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the theological virtue of hope. I don't know about you, but I think that we sure could use this reminder today. I think we could use the reminder any day, regardless of the election, regardless of what party you stand for, what you believe the outcome will be. We are called to be people of great faith. And we're called to be people of hope. We talked a lot yesterday about being a light to the world. Well, we can be that light with our hopeful attitude. And so coming up, we'll be discussing the theological virtue of hope. What is it? How can you live by it? And how can it take you into the future that you were created for, rather than the confusion and anxiety that you sometimes place yourself in? We'll also talk about dealing with annoying people, because let's be real. This election does tend to set our nerves on edge. Whether it's the social media posts, a friend, a family member, it could even be someone who agrees with you, but perhaps they're just a little too hot-headed for you to be able to stand what they have to say about politics. Maybe that's you. Maybe you've really had to kind of pull it back a little bit during this election because you recognize you've been on edge. So maybe it's even that patience of acknowledging that other people have maybe been very charitable toward you when you've been that annoying political person during this election. We'll get into so much of this and more today during our show. You're listening to Trending with Timory. But I wanted to start out, and I think it's very fitting, given that so much of what's at stake with this election comes down to human life, comes down to whether or not we stand for religious liberty, how we will continue to practice our faith in this great nation, and truly whether or not abortion will be expanded upon, more babies aborted, more women facing the aftermath of abortion and more families being impacted by that, or by continued restrictions placed on abortion and a growing pro-life movement. One of those fruits that we have seen in this past week was the fact that we now have Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett on our Supreme Court. Now, this is fascinating to me because I was asking last week your reaction on Instagram to Judge Barrett being appointed. She said yes, she's in, she's been voted in. What next? Well, I think the next step is, what is the response of the American people to this woman who comes from a family, a large family? She's married. She's at times been full-time in her work, in her teaching. At times she scaled back. What is the response? And I have to tell you, it's been fascinating to see that women in particular are hungry for someone that they can look up to, a role model. In fact, I was following a video this past week where people were reacting. Actually, it was a video put together by the Daily Signal of why women support Amy Coney Barrett. And they actually interviewed this woman who is a 60s era feminist. And I want you to listen to what she has to say of why she loves Amy Coney Barrett. But first, let's talk about what she says feminism used to be and what she used to stand for with regard to feminism. Listen to this.
In the 1960s, I was already a feminist because then feminism was the freedom of choice for how you wanted to live your life, that you wanted to be a free and independent woman without people telling you what you could do or limiting you and your choices. And I don't mean choice by simply abortion. I mean choices in career, choices in life, choices in every aspect of the word choice. Then the big wave of feminism came, and all of a sudden you weren't allowed all of those choices. If you were at home raising your children, you certainly were not a feminist. You barely were a woman. And it, the whole movement got jerked all the way to the left and left the women in the center or the right without even the ability to call themselves women.
Without even the ability to call themselves women. So if you were an original feminist, someone who stood for women's rights, who believed that, yeah, women were actually being fired for being pregnant. Women were actually devalued in many instances for the contribution that they could make. This is why the church, especially St. John Paul II, would emphasize the feminine genius, the value that women had to give to the world as wives, mothers. Yes, women involved in the workforce with their many gifts as women. But as this woman who calls herself the 60s era feminist, should all of that changed? We've heard about this from Sue Ellen Browder, who discusses that the feminist movement was hijacked. It was originally pro-life, pro-woman. It truly did focus on this idea of freedom by allowing women to contribute in the culture. Then all of a sudden, there was this attitude that there was no room for women. And it's fascinating to me because it essentially became aggressive toward who women were. And now we live in this attitude where we have to have a neutered version of ourselves as women in order to compete, in order to have a career in education. We see Poland with thousands of people taking to the streets right now because they're upset that a pro-life restriction was placed on a pro-life country, making it harder to access abortion. Why are they upset? Because they think that they cannot be human unless they have abortion to get ahead. How barbaric are we? Yet here is Amy Coney Barrett, a woman who has chosen to have a family, who has chosen to be faithful to her husband and has had an incredibly successful career, but might I go further and say a successful contribution to this nation? And her law students, some of whom have mentored under her, who I've worked directly with in the pro-life movement. This woman is someone to be admired. And this is why this next clip from the 60s era feminist put together by the Daily Signal talks about why she loves Amy Coney Barrett. Listen to this.
Amy Coney Barrett gives us the opportunity to look at a woman who's made choices of having a big family and being faithful to her husband and believing in the Constitution and teaching her students and abiding by laws. I mean, she is the personification of what at the beginning we thought feminism was about. So as far as I'm concerned, Amy is the face of freedom.
Wow. To her, she sees Amy Coney Barrett as a face of freedom, a woman who hasn't gotten ahead by ending the lives of her children, by saying that she can't do something because she has children, or having to cheat on her husband in order to get ahead in her career. Are you kidding me? I think that her family is a huge highlight, but I do think that was one of the highlights of this comment for me, is where this 1960s era feminist said, here's a woman who hasn't cheated on her husband. This is someone who has been faithful to her husband. Where have we gone as a culture that we have so many examples politically in secular culture and pop culture where we kind of have to make a lot of excuses for them? We have to do this for our politicians. It's sad, but here is a woman of faith, a woman of self-respect. And this is why in your responses on Instagram, I was fascinated to see people saying this more often than not. Now we have a great example for girls. I think this is a turning of a tide. Here is a woman with family values, value and respect for her husband, someone who has empathy in this culture, and this will be a turning tide for women 20, 30 years from now to say, that's the type of woman I want to be. And this is why one of the other responses that came up on Instagram that really stood out to me was a friend of mine who actually said, I finally have a celebrity role model. And Amy Coney Barrett. Again, family, faith, freedom. She's a woman of faith and she is unwavering. And she's a woman, her career doesn't have to do with her career. It has to do with giving back. And this is what the feminine genius is that St. John Paul the Great talks about in his letter to women. In Mulieri's Dignitatem and all his writing about women. Women have this great gift to give the world. Their families, the work environment, and it's their ability to give. And so as we're hungering for examples in the culture, praise God we have someone like Amy Coney Barrett, who's been appointed to the Supreme Court, who we can pray for her family, and look to see how she models and walks through being a woman of faith in the public domain. I'll be right back talking about hope.
Do you have a special love for our Blessed Mother like I do? I bet you do. Hi, Father Rocky here, and I want to tell you about a very special gift that I picked out for you this pledge drive. Our gift to you for your support of Relevant Radio at $50 a month, which is just a little over a dollar and a half a day, is an exquisite white ceramic table statue of our Blessed Mother. It'll look beautiful in a prominent place in your home, maybe on a mantle or your prayer place. The statue of Our Lady in your home will be a constant reminder of her love for you and your family, and a reminder to pray the rosary daily as she is asked. Take a look at this beautiful statue yourself and give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app and join the family today at the $50 a month level. Or you can call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
That is a great level to come in at if you're able to do that. $50 a month, and we'll send you that little statuette of Our Lady. I say little. It's actually a nice sized, it's kind of like a bust, you know, like the bust that you'd see of Beethoven or Mozart or, you know, one of the founding fathers. And that's what it is, that image of Our Lady. And it's a white ceramic one and beautiful. I think it's just this classic kind of iconic, and I don't mean icon in the way that we say icon in church. I just mean it's that very, very classic. It's the one you think of, Our Lady, kind of her head looking down, almost like Our Lady of Guadalupe, but it's not Our Lady of Guadalupe.
And she has a good face, Josh. Yeah. Sometimes these statues, you look at the statue, you go, it could be better. It's a beautiful face
it
of
is.
Our Lady.
It is, yep. And inside each one, there's a piece of a green scapular, a powerful sacramental for conversion and healing. So again, that's at that $50 a month level. But you can come in at any level, and it's a great hour to do so because this hour, anybody who donates here during trending is going to have their donation matched dollar for dollar. And you can make that pledge right now by calling 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Or you can donate at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app.
And we have a goal this hour. We're looking for 100 donations during this hour. You listen to Trending. We drive together wherever you may listen to us. Maybe you're a podcast listener. You can donate too. You don't have to just listen to live radio to be a supporter of Relevant Radio. And your support is so important because we have the opportunity to tell the real stories of the culture of hope, of faith, of Amy Coney Barrett and what she stands for as the media smeared her and her family, trying to claim that she was something other than what she was. These are the stories and the honest reality of good examples that Relevant Radio, through shows like Trending, offers to you.
Yeah, and you know, as you were talking in this last segment, Timmery, I thought if my wife was listening, which she probably isn't because she's taking care of our kids at home right now in this, as it's turning into evening where we live. You know, she has made comments just like that before, like the woman that you played, where she said, yeah, it doesn't matter how, you know, strong you want to stand up for women's rights or for, you know, different things. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, then you're basically viewed as the enemy. And that's one of the things that we can change, that cultural perception, that cultural message, by coming together. That's why we ask you to join the family and make your donation so we can impact the culture. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Please make that pledge now.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
You may think I'm crazy, but I really think today is Happy Hour 2.0, a follow-up on yesterday, because it's the election day. We're stressed and we have anxiety. And I was looking at the Catechism of the Catholic Church just before the show. What does it say that hope is? Because you and I need hope right now. We need hope in the trying circumstances of the election, in the sorrow and experiences we have within our families, with our friends, the tragedies that come upon us. We need hope when we are sitting in traffic and everyone during COVID is just driving in a way that is so stupid, and sometimes maybe you lose hope in humanity just based on the way other people drive. I found myself driving at about 5:30 last night, and ooh, it was not fun at all. People are so aggressive sometimes, and you really do think, like, are these people okay? It's easy to have this pessimistic view of whatever is going on in life. And then I look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and it talks about how hope is the response to our desires, our aspirations for happiness. How we really deeply desire to be happy. We have all of these aspirations, but unless we have the theological virtue of hope, that true lasting happiness, which is ultimately a virtue and joy, we won't get there. And as I've been looking at what's happened with the election and how disgruntling it can be for many people, I keep thinking of the words of our first pope, Saint Peter. In one of the epistles written at the very end of the New Testament, sacred scripture, he comments that we should always be prepared to give an account for the hope that is within us. Are you prepared to give an account for the hope that is within you? Maybe you are when you're at Mass, or when you're praying at a certain point in the middle of the day because you're desperate. But can you give it at any moment? What is that hope that's within you? Well, you take that nervousness, anxiousness, and stress that you might be feeling at any given point, and then you look at the cross. And you look at the cross, and that cross, the crucifix, Jesus Christ, bloody, bruised, and beaten, is truly our symbol of faith, hope, and love. And in the eyes of the world, that's insane. But if you do start to have that perspective, everything that's happening will take you to your knees, rather than having this attitude of all hope is lost, or even that kind of fluffy, optimistic hopefulness, like, oh yeah, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. It's fine. You know, kind of this fake demeanor of happy-go-lucky that we put on that really is kind of an emotional response. So let's talk about the theological virtue of hope. The Catechism of the Catholic Church talks about how we actually desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. Now, not everyone has quite gotten there. They don't realize that what they're desiring, what they're seeking for when they're trying to make themselves happy, follow these hacks, follow their career path, follow starting a family, even following doing drugs or the various things people do as a way out, as an escape to life. Everything we do is for the sake of our happiness. Just sometimes we don't know what makes us happy. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it shows where there's that direct connection. We understand through the theological virtue of hope that our happiness is in the kingdom of heaven with God. But the natural understanding of hope and the supernatural understanding of hope can get a little confusing. Joseph Pieper, in his work From a Philosophical Perspective on the Virtues of Faith, Hope, and Love, talks about how natural hope is a sense of being directed to good or bad. You see, because on a natural level, we don't necessarily always know what will make us happy. So we kind of chase after that thing that we think will make us happy, and it may or may not be objectively good or bad. But we can be hopeful that we could win the lottery tomorrow. We could be hopeful that perhaps your divorce goes through. You know, what we could be hopeful for on a natural level isn't necessarily what's right for us. But on a supernatural level, we actually have this direction toward happiness and God, a transcendent hopefulness. Hopefulness rooted in a life with Christ, which requires that we're directing ourselves toward what is actually objectively good. But the Catechism of the Catholic Church actually says that in order to have this supernatural theological virtue of hope, we have to have grace. How do we get there? So how do we obtain that theological virtue of grace? Well, it's a gift. It's a total gift, because if it requires grace, that means that we are obtaining these theological virtues, these gifts, through the sacraments working in our lives, through our worthy participation of communion, our humble honesty in reconciliation, through living out our baptismal promises, by living out the charisms put upon our soul as Christians to be little Christ like God. You're listening to Trending with Timory if you're just joining me here during our pledge week. The great philosopher Joseph Pieper also commented on natural hope. And this has always stood out to me for a number of years. I'll never forget it. He commented about how natural hope is this balance between magnanimity and humility. Magnanimity would be this idea of courageously working toward great things, but then also becoming worthy of those great things. So doing magnanimous things, and you are hopefully starting to transform to be worthy of that great thing you're working on. Whereas on the opposite spectrum, humility, he says humility rests on an interior decision of the will. That is the way we should look at ourselves before God. So if a natural understanding of hope crosses walking that balance line between magnanimity and saying, I'm magnanimous, I'm doing magnanimous things, I'm trying to become worthy of them, and then being totally humbled before God. Remember, humility, break the word down, being of the dirt. Well, that fine line, that balance right in the middle would be the theological virtue. That we have utter and complete trust in God. We're not relying on our own strengths, but we're relying on the Holy Spirit who Christ gave to us at Pentecost. This is why the sacrament of confirmation is so important. It sends us out as missionaries to be witnesses for our faith. In fact, if we look to Hebrews 16, it talks about how hope is the sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. Because Christ went there before us, we're not doing it on our own. And so when we are stressed, anxious, nervous, look to the cross. Christ has already been there. He's taken that upon himself, if only we will respond to the grace that he's freely offering to each and every single one of us. More on hope coming up in just a bit.
Almost halfway through this hour of Trending, 877-291-0123. That's the phone number to make your pledge right now, 877-291-0123. 291-0123. You can also pledge online, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. And we are asking you to join the family, become a part of what's happening here. And you can do that right now by casting your vote for Relevant Radio. If you maybe you're on the West Coast and you're still waiting in line, you're listening through the Relevant Radio app. Maybe you're in your car, you're driving, you're going to try and get out and cast your vote yet. Well, you can also cast your vote for Relevant Radio right now by making your pledge. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or through the Relevant Radio app. And we're looking for 85 more people to step forward here during the remaining, Tim Marie, we've got about 32 minutes to go here, and we want to hear from 85 people who will step forward and say, yep, I'm going to be a part of this. I'm going to join the family. I'm going to make my donation. And in fact, Timmery, anybody who donates this hour has their donation matched dollar for dollar.
Amen. That's dollar for dollar. And what better way to give to Relevant Radio than to double your gift without even doing anything? So if you'd like to make that donation, the phone number is 1-877-291-0123. Also, even better, you can donate right now on our Relevant Radio app or by going to relevantradio.com. Now, there are special gifts available if you actually donate exclusively online. But for your donation, please know that we want to give back to you. Relevant Radio is so focused on not just edifying you in the knowledge of your faith, but also in being a companion to you through some of these gifts. By giving $365, that 365 level, you'll obtain that St. Joseph prayer book, or even at that $1,200 a month level, that St. Joseph with a Child Jesus statue. These are ways to continue to go deeper in our faith throughout our day.
And I like how you had talked right before I joined you here on the air about, you know, we just need to look to the cross. Jesus has taken on those worries upon himself, those burdens upon himself. And that's what he says, you know, take my yoke upon you, learn from me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. He's going to carry that load for us. And when we take the work that he's called us to do, we're going to find it's easier than we ever tried to do on our own. 877-291-0123. Can you help support the work of Relevant Radio? Can you join the family right now and make that pledge? And watch your dollars go twice as far when they're matched. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the Relevant Radio app.
The Relevant Radio Fall Pledge Drive continues. Join the family now.
People are casting their vote across the nation because they recognize that their voice matters. Your voice matters, your vote matters, so does the faith that you have. Specifically, the hope that you have, that theological virtue of hope that we've been talking about during this hour. People are voting, for example, in the state of Colorado on a proposition that could either ban abortion after 22 weeks or leave it as is. Other states are voting on curriculum surrounding how much exposure kids will receive to, quote, so-called sex education in the school setting. Sexual curriculum that is so perverse and inappropriate for children. People are actually voting on things. Your voice, your vote matters state to state. What is it for you that you're voting for? And then we have to cast our vote and hope in the Lord that we've spoken up enough, but also that we've been prayerful and faithful. That no matter what the outcome is of this election, of local races, of votes on various propositions, no matter what it is, that we are still going to trust in the Lord. We did have one of the most radically pro-abortion presidents not too long ago. And even in the face of that, many people's hearts were softened to the faith. We saw conversions of people stepping in and getting their hands dirty, getting more involved in pro-life work to speak up and advocate for the unborn and for religious liberty. So no matter what happens, we have to have hope. Now, again, how do we better understand this theological virtue of hope? It's interesting in our culture because so often I think hope is this unfathomable thing to many people. You know, for someone to have hope while they're suffering seems ridiculous. So many times we see, even in our laws having to do with physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia, people truly have lost hope. They don't see the value of suffering in our culture, the role that the cross plays, that Christ will literally take everything upon himself for us if we will just cooperate and be there with him. But can you be hopeful while suffering? I think sometimes we see people who go, okay, I can. And you have this attitude of embrace the suck. You've heard this. You're like, oh, yeah, it is what it is. I'm just kind of going to embrace this, you know. And it's not quite sucking it up. It's just literally embracing the suck. Like, my life sucks, but here we are. And some might say, well, that's a resolution. At least you've gotten somewhere. You've made a decision with how you're going to handle things. I don't know. I think that there, in one sense, there could be a resolution from a faith perspective and how you looked at this, but in many senses, this embrace the suck mentality is kind of, it is what it is and this just sucks. Or we could have this resolution of being honest about what's happening, good or bad, and being hopeful. This is where transcendence comes into play. We don't talk about this word enough, transcendence. What does that even mean? To go beyond, to enter into the supernatural happiness in God, that something is transformed and elevated in God. So our hope is truly supernatural. It goes beyond the material world, beyond any election, beyond whether or not a loved one who is ill lives or dies. But there's a huge roadblock for so many of us. And that roadblock has to do with the fact that loving and sacrificing seem contradictory. Because if God is a God of love, he would not want me to suffer. So how can he love me? Or if I'm a compassionate person, I wouldn't want my loved one to suffer in their final hours of their life. So I should be okay with just allowing for that little bit of medication that will end their life now. Or I should be okay with them, you know, doing whatever they want. Love is love as long as they're happy. Because, again, we don't like the idea that suffering and love go hand to hand. That's the message of the cross. If you want to live truly authentic love, it's life-giving. The cross shows us total life-giving, self-giving love. It's a sacrifice. It requires redemptive suffering. This is part of what we love so much about St. John Paul II. He suffered and he hung in there to the very end, having to be helped to be held up, completely reliant on the people around him. For many, that's difficult for them to see that it's beautiful, yet at the same time, they do see it. Are we able to do the same thing when we have a friend or family member who's perhaps struggling with same-sex attraction, and we have opportunities to speak up to them? We have opportunities to show them the witness of marriage and family, to truly be concerned about their bodies and their choices that they may be making, to appeal to the faith that we know that they love that's causing this increase in anxiety in them and their lifestyle. Do we have the hope to acknowledge that people can change? Because hope has to do with believing in true change, that people can change. The circumstances, as dire as they may or may not be, can be transformed. Reading again, looking to the Catechism of the Catholic Church on this, I'm looking at paragraph 1818. And as I look at this, it talks about how hope inspires men's activities and purifies them. Hope inspires what we do, and it purifies what we do, so that we can ultimately be directed toward the kingdom of heaven. Listen to that. Hope is inspiration and purification. Not only that, it keeps, as the Catechism says, man from discouragement. It keeps us from just being downtrodden and discouraged, because we have our eyes on heaven. We recognize that the only path there is the cross, but that we can take that up joyfully and know that we are not alone. Hope can help train us for what we are called to do. And it will preserve us from that selfishness that can kick in and trying to pursue our own human material happiness, rather than joy that's rooted in God. The choice isn't easy. But as I said yesterday, there are two ways. There's the way to life and there's the path of destruction. What will you choose? Every day we have an opportunity to choose. Every time we go to reconciliation, talk about a hope-filled moment. Go to confession. Are you feeling downtrodden on yourself, the choices you've made, the things you struggled with, how you've not only hurt yourself but also other people? Go to the cross and reconciliation. Be honest with yourself. Make that real, honest resolution that I was talking about. Not of just going, well, I've done this, and I'm just going to embrace the suck of the decisions that I've made. No, I'm going to choose to be healed by the blood of the Lamb, forgiven by Jesus Christ himself, where that priest is there in that confessional, acting in persona Christi, in the person of Christ. It's not the priest just forgiving you. It is Jesus Christ himself. They're forgiving you with the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. But we have to continue to work on those threats that like to peek their heads against hope in our lives. And I think so often, one of those greatest distractions are the little things day to day we don't realize that make us hopeless. I spoke yesterday about social media and over technology use, how we can become so consumed by what we're doing or even conversations with certain people that some of what we do can become a distraction from that hope-filled spirit that we're called to have. And it can lead to a lack of right or, if any, orientation at all. Because so often we need to pull back. You know, this year, this 2020 year was supposed to be about 2020 vision, right? Did we gain that 2020 vision? Because it shouldn't come from the year marked on the calendar. It shouldn't come from COVID. It should come from our faith. It should come from that nightly examination of conscience, that at least monthly going to confession, that moment before we go to receive the Holy Eucharist where we truly ask ourselves, am I worthy? Unworthy though I truly am. Am I worthy? Do we even ask that? Because that's the 2020 vision we need. That's the orientation that we constantly need. Because if we're going to orient our lives in a particular direction, we have to pull back and recognize what those threats to our hope are, what those distractions might be. This requires developing a childlike hope in the Father. This is why so often Jesus spoke and interacted with children, and he told us over and over again in the Gospels to become like little children. He told us not to scandalize the little children. There's that prayer that I posted a couple weeks on my Instagram, and I'll post it in my Instagram story. It's up there now for you to see again. It's that prayer of abandonment. Father, I abandon myself into your hands. That means we're made to be with him, and we need to completely trust in him. Remember that hope is ultimately oriented towards someone, rather than, as I mentioned before, that empty, optimistic hopefulness. Hopefulness is not in a political candidate, in the outcome of a health situation, not even necessarily in a new child. Hope is ultimately rooted in that one person, and that's God, and being with him for eternity. Are we directing our lives there? Or are we choosing the path of destruction? It's your choice. What will it be? I'll be back in just a little bit here on Trending with Tim Marie to talk about dealing with those annoying people with the guidance of the saints.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across America. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
I listen to Relevant Radio all day long, and when there's opportunities for me to share what you bring up in your conversations or some of the other commentators, we actually let my children get a chance to hear them and ask questions about things that maybe they don't understand.
So, Chris, that night you used the Relevant Radio app and listened to the programming on demand. If you hear something during the day to share, and use that as a catechesis for your kids.
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Chris, thank you very much. What a great endorsement for the Relevant Radio app. And thanks for being such a faithful listener.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Relevant Radio is listener supported. Help us bring Christ to the world with a financial gift of any amount. Gifts are tax deductible as allowed by law. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
All right, 16 minutes left here in this hour of Trending with Timmery. I'm Josh Raymond, along with Timmery, and we have seen some great response so far this hour, but looking for you to step up and help us out here. Can we hear from 40 more people that will step forward and say, yeah, I'm going to join the family. Yes, I am going to support Relevant Radio with my pledge right now. 877-291-0123. That's the number to call. 877-291-0123. You can donate online at relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And again, as we've been saying all hour long, any amount that you donate during this hour of trending is matched dollar for dollar. In fact, Timmery, I do know that we are not going to have any matching dollars tomorrow during this hour. So if you're listening out there and you're hearing us and you're saying, yeah, I want to give to Relevant Radio, well, if you want to see your dollars go twice as far, if you want to make that $20 pledge and watch it turn instantly into $40, if you want to make a $100 pledge and see it become $200 or $500 becomes $1,000, whatever the gift level is, do it right now. Make that pledge. 877-291-0123, relevantradio.com or through the Relevant Radio app. And I was thinking, Timmery, as you were talking about, sometimes we don't understand how God uses suffering in our lives. You know, our daughter, this was years and years ago, now she's 18 years old, but when she was about a year and a half old, she was dealing with, I think it was croup. And we had to take her into the doctor, and she's just burning up with a fever, and she's wheezing and can't breathe well. And they have to put her in this, it was like a transparent plastic kind of sleeve that went over her whole body, and it kept her arms upright. And she is just miserable and screaming and crying. And my wife and I, you know, we're feeling so bad for her. But we know that this uncomfortable, this you know, unpleasant thing that she's going through is ultimately for her good. And that's how God works in our own lives. Those things that we have to deal with that are uncomfortable, kind of like King David says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We should find comfort in the ways that God leads us, even when it's unpleasant.
And that comfort, it requires context. It requires people reminding you that you have to have that context.
That's right. That cloud of witnesses.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We have less than 15 minutes to go in this hour. We need 40 donations, a little less. What are we looking at, Josh?
Yeah, 40 donations. In fact, there's another three that just came in right
three
there.
More.
Yep, so
here we
37.
Go.
We're going to do it. Thank you so much for your generosity and making that pledge right now. 877-291-0123.
Make your donation now. Go over to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. There's special gifts you receive for donating online, including a talk from Father Simon. So good. These are things you will not get anywhere else unless you donate today online, and it will count. We have just about 36 more donations we need in these final 14 minutes or so. Please cast your vote for Relevant Radio. You may be going to the polls. I don't know what the turnout will be. I do not know what the outcome will be. But what I do know is that Relevant Radio will be here no matter what. You can go ahead and give us a call now to donate at 1-877-291-0123. Again, Relevant Radio app, or you can head over to relevantradio.com. We need your support to be here with you. No matter what the outcome of anything else is happening in our world, we will be here with you through it all.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timmery on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
What's trending? That really annoying post that so-and-so just put up on social media about the candidate that I don't believe in. Or that really annoying comment that someone made passive-aggressively while I was walking out the door to work. That's what's annoying. People can annoy us. And when I think of people annoying us, one of the great saints who gives us an incredible example for how to get over ourselves and get connected with other people and to just kind of let go of those petty little things that annoy us is Saint Thérèse of Lisieux. You have to love those Carmelite sisters, because whether it's Saint Thérèse of Lisieux or Saint Teresa of Avila talking about hope, they really do push us to put our faith in God, to let go of the petty things that annoy us. Remember that 6 of the corporal works of mercy is to bear wrongs patiently. Okay, today's the day to bear wrongs patiently. A corporal work of mercy, get it in, make it happen, let go, stop overthinking all of those elements of the things that annoy you about this other person. If we look to Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, she gives us an incredible example, because she actually would put herself in the context, in this very situation, that she could not stand. In fact, there was this fidgeting nun who would be so bothersome for her during prayer. And so during prayer time, you know what Saint Thérèse started to do? She would go and place herself to pray next to the fidgeting nun. And she comments about how, you have no idea how much this tried me. However, she still did it, because it was an opportunity of growth for her to love that person before herself, but also to choose God rather than choosing to be annoyed perpetually by that person. I could be reminded of this, especially we're coming up on Christmas and Christmas Mass. And one of the most difficult things for me at Christmas and Easter Mass are all the people who are CEO Catholics or just happen to come, and everyone's talking in the church when we're waiting for Mass to start. It can be horrible. The talking can be so loud, and I just want to shush everyone in the room. And yes, sometimes I do. I mean, just at a certain point, I have been that person on occasion. I fully admit it. But at a certain point, not only is the chatter just killing me, but the types of things that are being discussed in the church, I went, oh, my Lanta, we cannot do this. And so I need to work on this. I need to look at the saint, Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, and what she says. She puts herself next to the fidgeting nun that distracts her during prayer so that she can choose an even deeper way to love Christ and to love that person next to her. Saint Paul in Colossians chapter 3 talks about how we're God's chosen ones, and so we must clothe ourselves with this. Listen, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. How do you find compassion for someone who you radically disagree with? How are you kind to someone who is distracting you from what you're meant to do and the person you're created to be and the various ideologies that you stand for? How are you able to be humble in the face of a culture that doesn't get why faith, marriage, family matters? How do you humbly share that with others? How are you meek and patient? Well, this is how we are, because in Colossians chapter 3, St. Paul says, as God's chosen ones, ones who are holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with those things I just mentioned, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. We are only able to be patient with someone, to be kind and compassionate, because God chose us and he deemed us holy. What does holiness mean? Holiness, to be holy, means to be set apart. We're God's portion. We're sacrificed to God, and we are beloved by God. And that is what drives us forward in handling these annoying people that just don't sit well with us, who are fidgety, as St. Thérèse of Lisieux discusses in the memory of trying to deal with annoying people who just distract and frustrate and annoy. Are you willing to be patient with those people who will possibly be rioting in the streets after this? Are you willing to be compassionate? There was that story earlier this year of a church where they actually discovered who one of the people was that had vandalized the church, and he came back later and he actually apologized to the church. He apologized, and I think he might have even left a donation, and he wrote this letter about how he was drunk, he just did something stupid, and he asked for forgiveness. And I thought it was really awesome because the church proceeded to then go ahead and respond by posting his letter of apology online, but also said, "We'd love for you to come to our church. You are welcome here." This is the type of compassion, humility, kindness, and patience that we are called to have even with those people who radically disagree with us and are setting examples in the culture that we might not agree with, that doesn't jive with our faith. But our compassion, our response, can truly bring that hope into their lives that they so desperately need.
All right, so Timory, I want to apologize for being so fidgety there as you were telling me the story of St. Therese. No, we have here in the studio I'm in a statue of St. Therese. She's looking right at me, and, there's very few books that I've ever read for spiritual reading that compare with the story of a soul. It's such a beautiful, beautiful story. I remember another one that sticks out in my mind is her talking about she and her cousins and her sisters would go into where they had all the cheeses ripening in their little country home, and they'd go and they'd smell all the bad, kind of that fermenting, moldy cheese smell,
right,
as their way of doing penance when they were little children. And she's
how
just
cute.
Somebody. Oh yeah, she's somebody who just wanted to always say, "How can I put others first? And how can I be closer to Christ?" And she set such a beautiful example. So if you're listening and you've not read the story of a soul, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go read it. All right, but we are in the last few minutes here of this hour of Trending with Timory. I'm Josh Raymond along with Timory, and we're asking you to support what you're hearing day in, day out here on Relevant Radio. In fact, we heard from Diane earlier today, Timory, and she said, I wanted to call in and make my pledge. She said, "All the show hosts, they keep me grounded. These are my people. I need to hear them on the air every day. They're like good nutrition for my soul, providing me with light and hope." And so thanks, Diane, for calling in from listening out in the Twin Cities area and making your pledge. And just like Diane, you can have your donation matched dollar for dollar when you call right now, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app, where you can make your online pledge. And we're still looking for another 12 people to step forward here in these remaining 3 minutes and help us out. Help join the family.
Okay, who's going to call? 12 people. That's all we need to finish out this hour. And I keep thinking of another story that comes to mind. First, we look to the cross and we go, okay, giving right now isn't easy. In the current landscape we're in, it might be really difficult. But I want to give. I want to give to the point that it doesn't hurt, but that it makes me happy to give. It's a joy to give because I'm making a sacrifice for others who are listening to Relevant Radio. And I think of a woman who I shared before that when I first started The Daily Show, she kept writing to me saying, "I cannot stand your show." And she'd tell me over and over again, day in and day out, comment on this topic and that topic. And then one day there was a shift that happened a handful of months ago. And she said, "I hated your show because I hated what you said about abortion. And I had a couple of abortions." Next thing you know, we were working together to find a crisis counselor for post-abortion healing when no one was willing to do any counseling for post-abortion. And because of COVID, we found someone. She couldn't even find access to confession. We found her access to confession. And now just a couple months later, her children are going back to school. She said, "I've had enough of this. I am homeschooling my kids. I am not okay with this transgender curriculum coming out of California. I'm not okay with the sexualization of kids. she knew this because of Relevant Radio, because she listens to Trending with Timory, and we talk about these tough issues that challenge our day-to-day faith and how we live it out. And so I'm asking you to support people like her. Give until it hurts, because she's making a sacrifice for her children, and she needs Relevant Radio to continue to aid her as she educates and loves her children day in and day out.
You know, and that's a great example of, that's one person who came across Relevant Radio, started listening to something, and their life was transformed. Their life was impacted by what they heard. But how many people have not had that opportunity to turn on Relevant Radio, to scan through their radio dial, or to do that search and look for, you know, a Catholic podcast or a Catholic radio station that they can listen to online and be able to have that chance to hear something that's going to transform their lives? That's what your donation provides when you call 877-291-0123, or if you donate at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Thank you so much for your generosity. We are getting so close. We've seen 8 people step forward. There's 9. There's 10. We need 2 more people to make that pledge right now. 877-291-0123. Also want to encourage you, stay with us here for the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky and Karen Moran coming up right now. But please make your donation and join the family. And thank you.